don't want to be the kind of guy that likes to talk about the people and the things that I would change if I could. I don't want to be the kind of man that likes to stand around and laugh at everything I'd rearrange, 'cause I would. Ain't like me to get all bent out of shape, but there's only so much giving a man can take. I ain't looking for a handout, I'm here to pull my weight, but I'm tired of waiting for tomorrow, missing out on yesterday, standing knee deep in the rain, searching for a setting sun. I don't want more than I got coming, I just want what's coming to come. Want a 65 Mustang sitting in the driveway of a beach house in the Keys. Oh, but that'd be nice. And I don't need an airplane to fly me down Broadway just to pick me up some Mickey D's. That ain't right. I've never been it, got to have it all, man. I just want one thing I try to do, to work out like I plan. Looking for a handout, I'm here to pull my weight, but I'm tired of waiting for tomorrow, missing out on yesterday, standing knee deep in the rain, searching for a setting sun. I don't want more than I got coming, I just want what's coming to come. On, Lady Lou, you've just got to swing my set out on yesterday, standing knee deep in the rain, searching for a setting sun. I don't want more than I got coming, I just want what's coming to come. I want what's coming, I just want what's coming.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is the one and only Mr. Hunter Cook from Franklin, Pennsylvania, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and we're so blessed and honored to have Hunter here today to tell us about his great music. So we truly are blessed and we truly do appreciate it. Hunter, thanks so much. So Hunter, so you kind of right now are doing the music, you know, part-time, or is that something that you would hope to do that full-time then, or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a truck driver now, and don't get me wrong, like I enjoy my job. I deliver welding gases. But you know, music, you know, that's always the goal.
All right. So now you have to be honest with me, Hunter. Do you actually practice singing in the truck?
I listen to music all day. I sing to myself.
Yeah, I know how that is. So that's great that you have, like I said, all these songs, and you know, you have a good relationship with your local community. I mean, does the local community send you songs, or do people in the town say, "Hey, maybe you should sing this"? Or
yeah, they give me lots of suggestions on covers as far as our band to do. I get a lot of suggestions. Some good ones, some not so good. But you know. Salt preference, I guess.
Oh, so you have a chance to, so I mean, there's just something, we talked about it before, there's just something that when you hear the song, I mean, just within a certain amount of time, you can say, that's going to be a hit, or I have to record that then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so yeah, a lot of, you know, you have all these songs. So, I mean, you have songs lying around or songs that you have written that maybe you still want to do something with, or?
Yeah, eventually. Now that, you know, I've had some time to season myself as a musician, I'd probably tweak them and change them a little bit, so.
Okay, Hunter. So you're going to send us, you know, some songs. Our audience will be listening to some songs. But can you tell us about, you know, maybe some of the songs that you may be sending, or some of the songs that you've done.
Yeah. My last CD that I did when I was around 18 or 19. I'll send you a couple off there. I actually recorded that CD over in Chicago with a gentleman by the name of Jim Peterick. He was a great mentor of mine, still a good friend of mine, just an all-around great guy. If you're not familiar with Jim Peterick, he was the lead singer in the Ides of March, wrote the song Vehicle, he wrote the song Eye of the Tiger for Survivor, did a bunch of work with 38 Special. He's just really, you know, really successful and great at what he does. And just a super good guy, has, you know, helped me out a lot and pointed me in the right direction on what I need to do to get to where I want to be.
Oh, wow. That's great. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, songs out there. And, I mean, you mentioned about two CDs. So, I mean, you probably have enough for a few more CDs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, you know, we mentioned about, you know, the songs. I mean, is there any particular songs that, you know, stick out in your mind or you have an interesting story with? Or?
Well, there's one that there's actually, I'm not big on ballads, but I did cut a song, a ballad from that CD that was a really great, beautifully written song. Jim had written it himself. It's called Crazy Beautiful. It's a real, real well written song. And, it took a little bit to get that one done because, you know, I wanted to make sure it was done just right. But that's probably one that I could send you over for sure. That one, I think that would be a good one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we look forward to that. Okay, Hunter. So when we talk about, you know, venues, so, I mean, right now, is there a lot of venues still closed, or is everything opening up in your local area? Or?
Yeah, I mean, things are starting to open back up. I think everybody's getting sick of the crap, so you know, they're ready just to get back on with it, you know.
Right. So, I mean, right now, do you have any particular things, shows scheduled, or?
There's a lot of potential for next year. We're getting a lot of calls for dates next year. As far as this year goes, you know, we figured we'd come together as a band and really, really fine-tune and tweak the things that we'd like to get a little tighter on. That way we're ready for next year. So we're going to use the rest of this year just to get ourselves completely where we want to be. So going into 2021, we're set and ready to rock and roll.
So you mentioned under about the band. So primarily you perform then with the band then?
That's the goal. That's the goal. Thus far, you know, for the longest time, I've just kind of been like a solo act myself. But, you know, I'm with a good group of guys. And my girlfriend, she also plays and sings a little backup too. But we all get along good, we mesh good, we all get good chemistry. So I think things are going to work out good.
Oh, so that's great that, you know, you all get along good. So I mean, with the songs, then, you know, when you bring the songs to the band, and the band comes up with their own parts, then.
Yeah. They're all really talented guys, especially, believe it or not, I'm the, as far as the guys in the band, I'm the old guy in the group, so that's, it's not something I'm used to.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, they're all really talented.
Oh, wow. So it's a very, you know, youth, you know, more youth-oriented band. So, I mean, for you, Hunter, are you attracted then to, you mentioned classic rock. I was going to ask, are you attracted to more current music? But there's just something about classic rock. That, so how far, when you say classic rock, how far are you going then back?
Classic rock to me, I mean, I'm big into the 80s hair music. I like 80s music quite a bit. It's fun to listen to. Everybody likes it. Everybody knows at least one 80s hair song if they love. And I like seeing the look on people's faces when you play their favorite song from, you know, back whenever they were my age, you know. So,
Okay. So you do play then the covers then during these shows then?
Yeah, we do. We enjoy covers. We like playing our own stuff, but I mean, you know, everybody likes a good cover.
Oh, so I mean, do you mentioned you try to get in your original music, you know, here and there during the show then, or?
Yeah, you get their attention with the covers, and you get them to like you with songs that they know that they're comfortable with, and then you start hitting them with your stuff because you've got their attention. And they listen better that way.
So I mean, Hunter, when you come up with you know, covers, I mean, do you try to pick covers that are, you know, kind of sound like the you know, your originals, or try to have a similar sound then?
Yeah, and just stuff that I like.
Okay, Hunter, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Hunter Cook from Franklin, Pennsylvania, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, a great country music artist, and we're so blessed and honored to have him here today. You are listening to the Mike Carey Radio Program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
That I was born, someone cried all aboard. My destination was a mystery. It started nice and slow. I heard that whistle blow. At every crossing, I've been picking up speed. Addicted to the rhythm, ignoring every sign. The faster we go, the more we leave behind. Still we ride and we ride on this runaway train, watching life rushing by through a dusty window pane. And the wheels keep screaming to my brain, saying, jump the track, get me out of here, Jack. There's gotta be a way to stop this runaway train. I got a nut to crack, about to break my back. Nobody else is gonna shoulder this load. Now I can feel the sweat, how much harder can it get? Before you realize you're out of control. It ain't about the money, it's all about the race. A little piece of heaven and a